We have a special guest hanging out with us in studio, too. Vanessa Soto is with us.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here in Arizona and Phoenix.
You just drove in today.
Just now.
Just from just California. Now. I feel special. I mean, this is your first stop, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it was not that bad of a drive, actually. It was nice.
Right on.
Yeah.
And well, you're here now and you're going to jam some live music for us. So we got to find out what kind of musician you are and what kind of music you do play in Los Angeles is where we're from, right?
Yes,
what part?
LA.
What part?
San Gabriel Valley from Glendora. We have Glendora and Diamond Bar.
Okay, so what is the music scene out there like? Is there a big scene, or you have to go out a ways?
Well, just L.A., Silver Lake is the place to be, apparently.
Really?
Yeah,
Silver Lake,
so
of all places.
All the hipsters there, and, you know, we love them because they're nice to us, so they're cool. And Silver Lake Lounge, that's the place to be. Yeah, so just downtown L.A., I mean, the scene is huge there now. They have a bunch of new bars and a lot of places to play for free, and people get to just come in, buy some drinks, and it's good. It's
right.
Fun.
Now, I did get a chance to hear some of your music, and I can't wait to hear some of it live. That's going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. Would you consider yourself hipster music, or how would you explain your music to people?
Actually, I mean, hipster music is basically, I mean, it's a wide variety of things. It's not like one specific genre, but I come from rock and roll, you know, just playing rock and roll. And I've been in various bands where, you know, genres have been ranging from ska to trip hop to rock, you know, to shoegaze. But this new project that I'm working on is a little bit pulled back. I mean, it has a little bit more original rock and roll feel to it, a little bluesy.
Now, your last band that you were in, is this a big jump for you, or what transitioned you into this next phase in music in your life?
It is, actually. This is the most different thing that I've ever done before. My last band was more, like I said, a shoegazy band, a lot of ambient sounds, I guess.
Right. Long songs.
Long songs. 8-minute songs.
Oh, that's perfect. You know, we do a long friggin' song every day.
Oh, okay.
And the minimum is 8 minutes.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Hey, there you go. I think the intro alone is like 3 minutes with just instrumental before vocals come in. So
what are you doing on stage? You have like an instrument to play, like a tambourine?
I go and get a beer. And then I come back.
Nice. So what did trigger the change? What made you come about to decide to take this path in music?
It's just I missed it, I guess. I miss it, and just being able to have the opportunity to play with my friends that I haven't before. I have Bobby and Larry here on acoustic. Larry's on acoustic guitar, Bobby on bass, and we're like a music family, and I feel blessed to be able to play with them.
Right.
And So they said, let's do it. And I said, okay, I have the opportunity. I have the time. Basically, it was the time that led me to do it. So,
okay, but right now it's the three of you, but this isn't what you have overall, right? This is the stripped down version?
This is the stripped down version. This is just the acoustic. We're so new that we don't even have a drummer yet. So we're still looking. We don't have a name. I mean, this is really new. Just a couple months ago, I was in the Reminiscence, and then I jumped to doing this.
We're not saying part of it, but we're actually watching a band form.
Yes, exactly.
That's very cool.
And yeah. and but you got this isn't your first rodeo either, so
no.
let's talk to Larry and Bobby real quick. All right, Larry, you're the guitarist. So how long have you known Vanessa?
Vanessa, how long have we known each other? 6 years. 6 years has been.
All right. So is this your first time jamming together then?
Yeah, together as a band. Yeah.
Okay.
We've played together. Our other bands have performed together, and
right.
She recorded her album at my studio, but this is the first time I actually played with her as a part of a band. Yeah.
Nice.
Very
now,
cool.
Now, as far as the music comes together with you two, and we'll ask Bobby as well, the songs you're playing together as a band, how much of this is Larry influenced, and how much as well as Bobby too?
Larry influence, not very much.
Okay. So this is music all from Vanessa.
This is all Bobby and Vanessa pretty much.
Okay.
And, I don't want to say producer, you know.
Okay, but you're
but
playing
kind
that
role. Of that role, because you know I've recorded their music. I'm an engineer.
Okay, so you can arrange the pieces together.
Yeah, in a mild sense, but they pretty much it's their thing. I've got very little to do with it.
You know? All right.
It's, well, if it sounds good, it's all them.
Then why are we talking to you?
To
let's get Bobby on the phone. Is Bobby there?
Here we go, Bobby.
Hello.
Bobby, what's up, Bobby? Bobby the bass player.
That's me. Bobby the bass player.
Are you sure you guys want to talk to the bass player?
Well, oh, hey, you know what? Actually, my dad's a drummer, so I'm like, I'm a big fan of the rhythm section. So I think
we
got to
talk
to the bass
player. People are asking me why I'm not loading the gear. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of the bass players don't even want to volunteer to talk. So this is special if we can get.
You caught me on a special night.
If we can get one of you four stringers to say something, you know. So what is it with working with Vanessa and coming up with this music? Because we've heard some of it earlier, and I can't wait to play to hear you guys do some live acoustics. So where does the music come from?
Well, we've done so many different genres together and in separate bands. And like Vanessa said, we just wanted to do something that was a little more real. And what's it called? Shade, the new song, just kind of came out of thin air. We were just jamming one day. And I was like, hey, I got this idea. And Vanessa started singing to it. And then we called up Larry, and he's like, hey, come down. And Larry actually, on the recording, we're not sure when we're going to release it. But, I mean, Larry played guitar. He played drums.
Oh, wow. All right.
He's like a one-man band. So we wouldn't have been able to do it right now without him. But,
But working the three of you right now, doing some acoustic, which you're going to do for us here in just a second, it works well for you three right now. So you're just like one missing piece still because, you know, Larry can't play guitar and drum at the same time.
Yeah.
Unless you can, Larry. Is there something you're
actually
hiding?
I've seen him do it.
Nice.
He did it.
Nice.
We've actually had some people on the show who come close to doing that.
It's been attempted, I would say. Yeah. Well, that's cool. You guys ready to jam a tune?
Sure.
All right. Well, which one are we going to play? Are we going to play Shade? Or do you want to play that afterwards?
Let's do Envy first, and then we'll go ahead and do Shade.
All right. That sounds good to me. I want to hear this. You ready, Cindy?
I'm ready.
It's some acoustic music in the raw.
Yes, this is Love in the Raw.
Here on Driving with Gas.
And Feeling the Love.
I'm
Vanessa Soto, and wow, that's brand new stuff from you, huh?
Yep, that's me.
Really dig the sound. I mean,
thank
even
you.
From the song before from Envy we played going into the break, and now you got this one called Shade. And where does your inspiration come from in writing music?
Life. My life, basically. Envy, for example, I wrote it about apparently some people I didn't know were talking about me in a bad way.
And how'd you find out?
My bandmates.
Oh,
basically.
Really?
Yeah, they told me, you know, apparently I didn't say hello or I wasn't nice, but honestly, I don't even remember meeting these people. So
right.
I had no idea, and I would never be rude to anybody for no reason, you
sure.
know what I mean? Or at all. And
the thing for people to take it that way
yeah.
is another, come on, it's like relax.
Yeah,
you know?
And before a show, I have headphones on. I can't hear anything.
All
so
right,
if you're
right.
trying to talk to me, I can't hear you, you
right.
know? So I just felt, I felt bad. And I was like, I'm sorry, you know, like tell your friends, please, I'm sorry. And I would never do that. And so I just like, you know, I'm just going to write a song about it. So I did.
And it came out Envy.
And it came out Envy, yeah.
And then this one, Shade, which you had mentioned during the break. What is shade?
Well, in this way, and for this way, shade is also another term for like ghostly apparitions, and it has to do with the paranormal thing. And people said I was crazy because I actually seen a ghost in the last house that I lived in when I was living in West Covina, California. And I was doing my senior project. It was midnight. It was really late. I was really tired. And I thought my mother was in the kitchen, and I look, and it was like this older lady with the white hair.
Really?
And it wasn't my mom.
Wow.
So I was like,
she
oh
was
my God.
Like, could you see through her?
No, she looked like
a normal
human
person.
Being, like solid, like
wow.
normal
the
person.
The hair on my back just stood up.
No, okay, let me ask you, did she just vanish in front of your eyes? Did you look away, look again?
No, I ran. I didn't ask questions.
You ran?
I wasn't like, what's that? No,
you're like,
I ran.
Who are you and why are you at my house?
No, wow. I just ran. I ran to my room
no
and it was crazy. I didn't want to look. I just wanted to get out of there.
Oh my
so
goodness.
So your inspiration for your songs to write right now are from life, but what inspired you to music to begin with? Do you have family members who are into music or play instruments?
No, not really. I think I'm well, from what I know of, I'm the first one to do this kind of music work. I mean, I have a cousin who sings, but he's like a closet singer, you know.
I was going to say,
wonderful voice.
There must be another beautiful voice in that family.
Is that Mario?
Shout out to Jaime Soto. No, I do have a cousin, Mario. He was really into music as well. But on the performing side, it's just me that I know of. I mean, I'm sure I'm Mexican. I have family everywhere, so I'm sure maybe down the line there's somebody into music. But no, I'm the first one. And as far as I can remember, as young as I can remember, I've been singing my whole life. So yeah, I just I want to say, I know this sounds weird, but when I was little, I was given a La Bamba, the movie La Bamba. I was given a soundtrack, and I was like 3 or 4, and before I really started talking, I started singing.
Okay.
So that I listened to it constantly every day, every single day I'd listen to it, and I was obsessed. So I came obsessed with like older music and.
Well, can I say something by listening to your two songs we played here on the show already? I got a little feeling of music from the 50s. I don't know where it came from or where it is in the song for me, but maybe a little bit of that kind of upbeat, you know, that old school rock and roll sound a little bit is in there. So that's kind of what I felt.
Yeah, very hugely influenced. I love listening to like Ella Fitzgerald and like older music. And I don't know, it's just something I've always done.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And you know, the sound even of the acoustic songs, I can see how they could be full band, but yet also stand alone. You know, there's a lot of acoustic music out there where it's like, well, this song is much better when it's plugged in, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And maybe not as strong on the acoustic side, but those are very strong acoustic songs.
Right. And the reason why we wanted to do that is because it'll give us more opportunity to play other places.
Right.
You know, we could play art lofts. We can play coffee shops, you know, not just bars or, you know, bigger venues. We wanted to be able to be more intimate with our audience.
Very nice. And
definitely.
Thank you.
We do have Larry and Bobby hanging out with us still. So I want to go around the horn with you guys. And we'll start with you, Vanessa.
Okay.
So you can remember your very first concert.
Oh, Safe Ferris, 1997.
Safe Ferris.
So it was a ska festival at the local high school, Serrano High School in Phelan, California. I'm from a dirt town.
I was
born and raised
at?
In a... It's by like Wrightwood and Victorville, like Mountain High. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's in the San Bernardino County.
Okay, yeah, I know.
So it's very, very small town.
All
and
right.
The biggest thing to happen there was... The Ska Fest came and it was at the Serrano High School and Safe Ferris headlined. And he had all, because my first love is ska music, basically.
Okay. Nice.
So it was like Real Big Fish and, of course, Safe Ferris. And I can't remember everybody, but they're bigger now.
All right.
So yeah,
very
it was
cool.
Really
that's,
cool.
That's a pretty
that's
fun
awesome.
Show to see.
Yeah.
Let's throw it to Larry.
First concert, 1989. Metallica, Final Night of the Damaged Justice Tour.
Was this at Irvine Meadows?
Irvine Meadows.
I was at that same
no
show.
More. Yep.
They did two shows, I think, that week. Or they did two nights?
I think they did.
I went to both.
Really?
Yeah.
I was only 13, so I went to the final last show, and I loved it.
Dude, that thing was amazing. Faith No More?
Faith No More.
Yeah. Did they boo when Faith No More did Epic? Do you remember?
I missed Faith No More.
Oh.
By the time I got to my seats, I can hear them from the parking lot,
right.
So I really don't know how the crowd reacted.
Yeah, they booed when they did Epic because of the rapping. The rapping metal wasn't very popular back then.
Yeah, that wasn't cool at all.
But then when they did War Pigs, the place went bananas.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
It was awesome. That's funny. We're at the same show.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby.
Well... My very first concert was Pantera, Sepultura, and Prong at Irvine Meadows, and I believe that was 94.
94. You know what? I saw the same tour.
Were
I
you?
Saw it in El Paso, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw the same show.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Did you get
man.
Up close?
No, we were sitting like, you know, I think I washed my dad's car to get ticket money, so probably only like $15 tickets, you know.
Irvine Meadows?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. I love that venue.
Yeah, it was cool. I don't know what the hell it's called now, but
it's
still
else.
There.
I've seen many shows out there, man. It's the only thing that's I don't like about it. It's not general admission, but
yeah,
that's I know that's a discussion for another time. Well, thank you guys so much, man. We appreciate you guys hanging.
Well, we thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Vanessa Soto. So right now you're nameless in a sense?
We're nameless. So we're taking suggestions if you can. I have a Twitter page. If you want to tweet me, please, I'll love it. Love you for that forever. I'm at Miss V Soto. MISS_V_Soto SOTO. So please follow me. I'll follow you back.
All right. And what is Vanessa Soto featuring Moscow? Is that you guys or?
And that was my original band, Vanessa Soto featuring Moscow. That's an album that I have available for you. You can find it at loadedbombrecords.com and also iTunes.com.
Okay. Are you looking to keep Vanessa Soto in the name of the band to give it, or are you going to go completely outwards?
I think we're going to do something completely different.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to, people, it's up to you listening.
Yes, please.
To name this band. You heard the tunes. We really dig them a lot, and we wish you much
Thank
success
you so
as well.
Much.
Thanks for coming out to Phoenix and entertaining us.
Oh, we love Phoenix now.
And if you follow them on Facebook or Twitter, they're in town for a few days, so you might see them at a mic or somewhere else. That they might get a gig, so just follow them and find out where you can find them live.
Well, definitely. You know what? It doesn't matter where they're going to play or what day it is, because if I find out about it, I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we'll definitely pass it on. So let's play some Electric Guest. The tune is called The Bait, and we'll come back right here on your independent radio, 93.9.
KWSS.